when they call Marie to the stand, I'll toss a bombshell that will shake the court.
Hi, Casey. Morning, Reed.
Well, thanks, Reed. Where have you been?
I just came from Cobb's headquarters, Reed.
Oh, that's what you say, Michael. You probably just got up.
Is that so now? If Reed had looked into my room this morning before he left, he would have seen I'd already gone.
Well, Cato said you had an early breakfast. What's new at headquarters?
Oh, not much. Though they do say the district attorney's office thinks they got the Hendricks case clinched.
Mr. Reed and I were discussing that case yesterday afternoon.
Well, that's right. So far, I understand the prosecution hasn't much to go on.
Yeah, Hendricks swears Barnes committed suicide.
Well, were his prints on the gun or anything like that, Michael?
Nope, only Barnes' fingerprints are on it. Barnes was found slumped over his desk dead, with his gun in his hand. It was his own gun. Hendricks says he was in his own office next to Barnes, that he rushed in, saw what happened when he heard the shot, then called the cops.
But what about the girl, the secretary?
Yes, what about her? Was she there in the office when the police arrived?
No. But one of the cleaning women told the cops she saw the Dayton girl going in. So the cops picked her up for questioning.
And then she told them the story she's going to tell tomorrow on the witness stand.
No, not at the time, Reed. In fact, the combined story she and the cleaning woman told was something like this.